Recording in progress.
Hi everybody, welcome along to this afternoon's pre-game press conference ahead of tomorrow's CPL clash with Pacific FC. We're joined by York United FC head coach Jimmy Brennan. Jimmy, thanks as always for joining us. As per usual, let's just use the raise hand icon to ask a question and we'll get to you in due course. And if we can, let's just keep it to one follow-up question, please. All right. Who do we have? Lucas, you're up.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Thanks for taking the time to chat today. Two questions for me. First, can you just evaluate what you saw from your team in the first game of the season, particularly in that second half?
Yeah, I thought we grew into the game. As the game went on, I thought we got stronger. The subs that came on, they did a great job for us. We asked them when they come on, give us lots of energy. You could see waves of attacks that we kept on putting pressure on them and kept on getting at them. A little bit unfortunate towards the end there where Abzi clips it over Arducci's head and Big Oz comes flying in and just missed out on the ball. We thought we could have tied it up there. But overall, I was pleased with our first game. First game as a unit, everybody together. And I thought we were resilient. We were 2-0 down, and it's easy for teams to give up, but we didn't. We kept on pushing at it. And, I thought the guys did well for the first game.
And what have you seen from Pacific FC and just the challenges that they present as a club?
Well, we know they're going to be fit. They've been training for some time now, so their energy levels are going to be very high. We've got to make sure that we can try to at least match them. We've watched a lot of video of them. Their movements, they're comfortable on the ball. We've got to find our right moments when to attack and get at them. And, it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be a good footballing match. Our guys are prepared. We've had a good couple of days of training. We've had a lot of meetings as well. So our guys are going to be ready and it'll be a good match. There's no doubt about it. Pacific's a good side, a good footballing team. So it'll be a good test for us for a second match.
Thanks, Jimmy. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucas. Charlie, you're up.
Thanks. Hey, Jimmy. Thanks as always for doing this. Maybe more specifically about Pacific. They've obviously got that really strong right side with Bustos and Chung. Just how comfortable are you with your side's ability to counter that, whether it's Tariq or Abzi or whoever on that left side?
We're comfortable down that left side. We've got a lot of pace, as you've seen. Tariq loves to get forward. Abzi loves getting forward, which at times is going to push them back. They've got to make a decision. Are they going to track runners? Are they going to follow these guys? Or are they going to let them go? And just going the other way as well, we know we can match them for pace as well. So I think it'd be a good contested match down the right and left side. So, there's no doubt Bustos is a great little player, clever player, loves to come inside, he's got a good left foot, and Chung likes to join the attack when he can, so they're decent down that right side, but we feel we're just as good with our left side of players.
Mm-hmm. And then one other player I wanted to ask about was just Noah Verhoeven. I mean, he's coming in to play against his former club, but last game he was in that sort of number 10-ish kind of role. What do you like about him in that maybe more attacking kind of position than he's been in?
Well, I like knowing that kind of that false nine, because I think he's the type of player, he likes to drive up players. He's a smart player when he's on the ball. He's comfortable in possession. His first instinct when he gets it is to go. And I think with him playing that role, playing in those little pockets, I think he's a handful. He's got a lot of energy as well, and he sees the game and he brings others into play. So, it'll be good for Noah. It's always great playing against your old team, because it means something, doesn't it? And it'll be the exact same for Manu. Manu's going to be, he'll be up for this match because he's got a point to prove, and same with Noah. So, both of them, I think, they'll be up for it and relishing this opportunity to play this match.
Thanks, Jimmy. That's great.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Next, let's go to Robert.
Hi, Jimmy. So, in the final four matches in the Island Games, all your goals came from your club. They came from a set piece. And with Abzi's goal last game, that makes it five competitive CPL games in a row. All your that all your goals have come from a set piece. But what does that say about the set piece ability from your team and how effective you are with when the ball is dead?
Well, I think people kind of forget how important set pieces are. They're a huge part of the game. One set play, you win a game 1-0. They're so important that you pay attention to the details, and we feel we have. We're quite organized with our set pieces, and the thing is too, you look and I've heard it before. People go, oh yeah, you haven't scored an open play, but if you're not getting fouled, you're getting those opportunities on goals, and you're getting into those areas because your momentum's carrying you forward, and you get fouled in and around the box, which leads you to that set play. And we've been fortunate that we've worked a lot on them, and we're getting success off them. So yeah, they. Even today and yesterday, we're always trying to talk about our set pieces, and we're always working on them every opportunity that we have.
Awesome. And then, against Pacific tomorrow, aside from the tactics and things that you've been planning, what's the main message going forward into the game?
Well, obviously, you want to have a good performance. You want to get a good result. The message tomorrow is let's get at them.
Awesome. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Robert. Robin, you're up.
Hello. Remember that there was a tweet on last game day that Nicholas Hamilton had reached Winnipeg and he was quarantining. Is there a time when he might be able to start or at least come in as a sub in one of these games coming up?
Nicholas is—he's been training with us the last few days. He's settling in fine. He's getting along with the players. It's always difficult. You're in quarantine, and then you come out of it. You're meeting your new team for the first time. You haven't trained with them, and over the last few days, he's been on a training pitch. He's trying to get his fitness levels up as well, which we've been struggling in just a little bit, especially the foreigners that have come in because they've been in quarantine. We haven't had much time to get them all together and get their levels up. So, Nicholas, we've got him working hard, doing a little bit extra running as well, just to try to get him up the pace. So hopefully over the next couple of games, you'll see Nicholas. The other thing is, too, what you don't want to do is throw him in a deep end right away when he's not ready. We don't want to set him up for failure. We want to make sure that when he does come in, he's right, he's ready to go, and he can showcase what he's got.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Let's go to Giancarlo.
Thank you. Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well.
Very well.
Last game, you went with Loa Wright, 17 years old, comes in, plays his first start there. What made you go into that decision of going with Loa Wright over maybe like an Alvaro Rivero? And what did you think of him in his start that game?
He deserved it. He deserved to play. Your age doesn't matter to me. When you work hard enough in training, you show that determination, that willingness to compete, you'll get a shot under me. And that's why I went with Lowell. He was ready. We worked an awful lot with him over the last couple of weeks, and even in the quarantine, getting him up to speed. And I felt he came out and he didn't look like he was 17 when he played. He looked like an experienced man that was out in that pitch, and that's what I expect from him. When you step on that field, you're going to get treated like a young professional man, and I thought he was a handful. He was brave, he was honest in his play, he held the ball up well, he brought others in around him, and I think Lowell's got a bright future. And for me, he's a player that continues to wants to learn. And he's determined to get to that next level. And, our job's there to help him and make sure that he is successful. And he was ready, and we put him in, and I don't think he let anybody down. I thought he had a great performance.
And follow-up for me, like Michael Petrasso was another one who you started on the right wing back. What do you see out of him in that position to maybe last year when he was maybe more in the midfield role, attacking role, compared to now?
Well, I wanted Ence in the middle of the park, and Ence has got that bite about him. And 2 years ago, we tried to get him, but he ended up going to Halifax, and he's good in that holding midfield role. But he can also play right back and center back. Michael, for us, when we sat down, we had some good discussions about what we wanted to do with Michael. Michael played with the national team at right back, and it was some of his best performances. And if you can get it right, where you bring a midfielder in and let him get down the line, he's got bags of pace, he's comfortable on the ball. And that's why we wanted him coming from deeper rather than being high and up. And I thought him and Maxi did well. Maxi has a tendency to drift, which allowed Michael to get down the flanks. And I thought Michael did well, and that was the reason why we put him there. And it's not like he's never played there before. You know, he's played international football at right back as a wing back. And that's why we put him there, because we felt it was the right fit for us.
Thanks, Jimmy. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Giancarlo, thank you very much. James.
Thank you. Jimmy, on a similar vein, you know, Abzi was a lot more forward in the first match than we've seen him in previous years. What did you make of that, and is that something you may try out a bit more in the future?
Yeah, for sure. Look, Abzi loves getting forward. He's got great feet. You know, he's come out of that futsal school, so he's very talented with the ball at his feet. He's very comfortable. He's got bags of pace, and he loves to take players on. We've got Tariq, who's a natural left back, which allowed us to play Tariq and then push Abzi higher up the pitch. And he's comfortable in different positions, or formations, sorry. He can play in a 4-4-1-1, he can play in a 4-2-3-1, or he can play in a 4-3-3. Which is great, and that's why I think as the game went on, we started pushing Abzi a little bit higher up to get him behind. And he's got good delivery as well, so I thought Abzi was very good, and he's enjoying his football right now. He's got a smile on his face, and he's looking forward to this next match, so we'll see where we play him. If we end up putting him in as a left wing back, or we put him higher up the pitch, we'll see tomorrow.
And I wanted to get your impression on a couple of newcomers. Tariq, you mentioned him there, and Jordan Faria, a guy I've been watching for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I'm big fans of, really big fans of Tariq and Jordan. Jordan's had a bit of bad luck, obviously, getting a little niggle. He was the couple of weeks that we were training there. You could just see the talent that he had, and he was eager to get that first game under his belt. So he was disappointed. And I'm looking forward to Jordan coming back, because I think he'll be a great player in this league. He's a player that loves taking players on. He's smart. He's clever. He can find those little pockets. He likes to get in behind. He's got good delivery, and he's not afraid to produce a little bit of magic and express himself. So I'm really looking forward to Jordan getting his shot. And the same with Tariq. I've always liked the way that Tariq plays as that left wing back. He's got the aggression. He's fast as anything up and down that line. And Tariq's just got to get a little bit fitter, which will come. He's young, so you'll get your fitness levels a lot quicker than what the older boys do. But I think once he hits his stride, I think he'll be one of the best left backs in the league. And they're an absolute pleasure to work with.
Perfect. Thanks, Jimmy. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Last shout for any more questions before I steal in and grab one for myself. Okay. This will be going in your media packs for tomorrow anyway, but just in terms of under 21 minutes, 290 from the first game, which is just under 20% of the entire figure from the Island Games. Some of these boys that came in against Cavalry, the maturity that they showed, it's one thing about being mature in your personality, but on the field, how impressed were you in terms of their security, how they never panicked? They seemed to have just maybe last year, a little bit of raw inexperience, but this time around, they just seemed a lot more comfortable in who they were as footballers. It must have made you very proud.
No, it was. Look, for me, it's what this league's about. It's giving these young Canadians an opportunity to get out there, express themselves, and play the game that they love. And last year you saw glimpses of them in the Island Games, and you're going to see an awful lot more of them this year. They're all eager to get out and onto the pitch. They all want to start. They all want to play. And there's a confidence about them, a little bit of a swagger, which I like. I like that in players. I think you've got to have a little bit of character when you're out in the field. And they're all feeding off of one another. And I think it also helps as well, the older players that are around them, they're showing them the ropes. teaching them what it means to be a young professional footballer, how to handle yourself, and they're very, very comfortable within the squad. And I've been absolutely delighted with them. You know, we have a lot of conversations with them. We sit down, and it's about us taking our experiences that we've gained over the years as coaches and ex-footballers, and passing that down to these young guys and trying to help them out as much as we can. The one thing I've always told them is I will never, ever stop you as a manager from expressing yourself when you're out in that field. When you get out there, go enjoy it. Go show us what you got. And never be afraid to make a mistake. And that's the only way that you're going to prove as a young player. And I think you saw that, you know, they were hungry for it. They were chomping at the bit. And it was almost like they were playing where they didn't care who they were playing against. They just wanted to go out there and show what they had. It was really great to see as a manager. I loved it. Loved every minute that I saw them playing.
Terrific. Jimmy, thank you very much. Thank you guys for joining the call. Enjoy the game tomorrow when we'll grab all 3 points. All right. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks.